Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Saturday, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Wait a minute. It's not Saturday. I know. Every day is Saturday for you, right? Right. Hey, let's get into today's message sponsored by Your Dream. All right. Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it this time? Coming up on the new year. I know if you may be listening to this, it might be 8 months later. But right now, we're coming up on the new year. There's a lot of people are jacked up, man. They're actually, for once, pretty darn excited about their health, about their spirituality, about their relationship, all about the potential. When have you ever been this excited about something coming in the future? You know what I mean? But a lot of people get jacked up at the end of a calendar year. I want to talk to you about remodeling your life. That's the topic of today's message on the Everyday Saturday podcast, remodeling your life. Have you ever remodeled a basement, a kitchen, any part of your home? And when, let's use a kitchen for an example, all right? So what happens before those brand new granite countertops and those new cupboards go in, or cabinets, I guess I'm so old, I call them cupboards. What's in the cupboard? Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. They're called cabinets, I guess now, right? Before all those new cabinets and everything go on, what has to happen first? What's the first step? The contractor comes in, what's he do? He tears out everything. I mean, he just rips the old cabinets, takes a sledgehammer to them. You watch the remodeling shows on HGTV. They go in literally with a sledgehammer. And they just go, hey, it rips. They don't even care. I mean, it's all going in the dumpster anyway. They just rip it all out. And what's left? It looks like a bomb went off. Like literally somebody dropped a bomb on your kitchen. But people walk in. What happens when the homeowners come in and like, hey, look at the progress so far, Ken and Barbie. Look at what we're doing here. See the kitchen? They're like, wow, it's all gone. And it looks like a, and they couldn't be more excited. They are smiling ear to ear. Why? Because they can see now the process. They can see activity happening. There's something happening. It doesn't look the same as it used to. So let's stop right here. Let's look at what you're going through in your life right now. You're probably in a little bit of a remodeling in your life, and yet you're looking at it as though, oh my God, everything I had is gone. Everything I had, everything I worked for, now this is so hard. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. No, all the photos I saw on Facebook and the guy I saw, girl I saw speaking on stage, told me when I bought their program, it was going to be so much easier than this. I don't know what's going on. Well, you're in the remodeling phase. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Activity is happening. Something, if your life looks different, good or bad, it probably looks worse. If you're any kind of an entrepreneur, look, if you are any kind of a risk taker, it looks worse going through the process than it did 6 months before, because 6 months or a year ago or 2 years ago, you had that cushy job and you had that paycheck that came in every 2 weeks and, oh, the water cooler talk. You had all those friends who liked you because you were just like them.
Average.
You were just like them.
Average.
Would you rather be average? Would you rather have an average life that was cushy? Or would you rather have that roller coaster up and down, exciting thrill of the moment that was above average? Okay, of course you'd want the latter. So you're in the remodeling phase and the kitchen's been torn out and all your friends left you because you talk and think and act differently than they do now. And they're like, hey, what happened? You changed, man. You're not the same person you were a couple years ago. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Einstein, get a little closer. Come here. Get closer to my ear, okay? I'm not talking to you right now, the pod. I'm talking how you are talking to your friends. Yeah. Hey, you think I worked this hard on myself to stay the same? Boom. Drop the freaking mic, okay? You're not working this hard to stay the same. You're in the remodeling phase. Embrace it. You know why? Because sooner than later, when you stay in the game. Now, if you quit the remodeling job halfway through because whatever. You know what? We don't want to do the kitchen anymore. We want to eat off dirty floors. Matter of fact, we don't even want the floor. Rip the floor up. We want to eat off the plywood, whatever the hell that's called, subflooring, whatever it is. Can you tell I don't do a lot of my own remodeling jobs? But I'll tell you what, I've done a lot. I've managed owning real estate and going, flipped a few homes. One of them in Springville, New York, it was the childhood home of Pop Warner. Now, if you're not familiar with Pop Warner football here in the United States, pretty popular. Anyway, Glenn Scobie Pop Warner was on the title of my home. When you go to closing, you get the title, and it shows you a long history, at least in New York State you do, shows you a long history of everyone who's owned the home. You know, Bill and Mary Smith and John and Nancy, you know, Reynolds and, you know, Glenn Scobie Pop Warner was the name on the deed from the 1920s of the home. The home was built in 1870. And so the kitchen looked like something out of the Brady Bunch in the 70s. I mean, it was just so dated. And so we had literally had to come in and rip the whole thing, rip out. We were those people, the contractor came in, literally ripped the cabinets from the wall. Just grabbed the whole sledgehammer, ply, or whatever it was, pried it away from the wall. And when we were done with that initial phase of it, it looked like, seriously, like somebody just came in and, you know, dropped the bomb on it. But it was amazing. Like, wow, look at all this space. Imagine our new kitchen. We ordered cabinets from Home Depot. And, I mean, it was just amazing. Hey, here's my little Home Depot trick, by the way. I shared this on a podcast many years ago. If you're going through a remodeling phase and you know you're going to spend a couple grand on materials, get a gift card at Home Depot for $2,000, and anything over $1,999, so $2,000, is 24 months, same as cash. So you have a gift card now that you can just whittle away with your supplies that you're doing your remodeling job with, and instead of going to Home Depot and spending $250 and then $25 on a screwdriver and then $110 on nails and another $500 on drywall. Just get a $2,500 gift card or anything over $2,000, and it's 24 months, same as cash. So you've got 2 years to pay that off with no interest, okay? A little trick I learned along the way doing these remodeling jobs. So do that next time. I'm sure it works at Lowe's too, or anywhere that they do that type of stuff. So when we were in that kitchen, I'm like, wow, the cabinets are coming from Home Depot. This is going to look amazing. And guess what?
Guess what?
The cabinets didn't come the next day. It took a while. And it wasn't without some heartache. We had to fire one contractor. Matter of fact, I had to have the contractor escorted off my property by the sheriff. That's a whole other story, my friend. Yeah. You got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find a prince dealing with contractors. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. It still happened. It still worked out well. It just didn't end well in that relationship. Had to have him escorted by a sheriff off my property. Let's just say he had that Italian disease called Mafunzolo. Mafunzolo. He ran out of money, which is weird because I gave him all the money, and somehow he ran out. Might have been a little drugs involved in that on his end. And so, yeah, anyway, got him off the property, got another guy in, and we had the Home Depot cabinets installed. They looked amazing, man. The kitchen looked like something out of a magazine. And it wasn't our first remodel. We had done it previously in our house that we owned in Bradford, PA in 2007. Same thing, ripped the whole thing out, put brand new cabinets in, floor. Where I'm going with all this, you're going to go through remodeling in your life. You just are. If you're any kind of entrepreneur or anything, maybe you're in a job and you're in sales or management and you've been charged with taking the company to a new path, a new road. If you're a business owner, same thing. Don't get freaked out by the demo stage. That's just a phase, man. Understand, as much as you're getting freaked out by the demo stage, you should be getting 10 times more excited at the final stage and what it's going to look like. So where you are right now in your journey, if you're in that remodeling phase, and trust me when I tell you, okay, if you're not in the remodeling phase now, you will be again, all right? It comes up and down and up and down. You're never in the final stage of the kitchen. You're never sitting in the same kitchen staring at the same cabinets for the rest of your entrepreneurial journey or your business career or your sales career or your management career. You're always remodeling, and that's a good thing. The worst thing to do would be sitting in that 1975 kitchen looking at the same damn cabinets with the Formica countertops and everything, the linoleum floor and the wallpaper of the flowers on the walls. That is most people. They're staring at the same damn walls for the whole entire journey. Their whole life, they're looking at the same cabinets, the same floor, everything. Don't be that person. You don't want to be that person. So the next time you're in the remodeling phase, whether it's now or in the future, understand, get that big smile on your face like that couple on HGTV, and just say, wow, honey. And even if you don't have a honey, just say to yourself, then people look at you funny. I would. I'd say, wow, honey. And if I was standing by myself in the produce section at Kroger, I'd say it. Look at this. I'm in the remodeling phase. I just checked my bank account online from my phone. I got 14 cents in there. Wow, honey. It's going to look amazing when it's all finished. And if you talk like that to yourself, you're going to be successful. Now, you're going to be crazy, but it's okay to be crazy, man. Insanity is very underrated, okay? Being insane is actually a requirement of being a successful entrepreneur. So do that. One other thing, I gave the calendar link. I did not give the calendar link. That's what I had people emailing me. Literally, I think I have 17 appointments set on my calendar. Here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm love it. This has been an amazing day. I've already been on 6 coaching calls today. All right. Today is Thursday, the 27th. And I've already been on 6 coaching calls, and I got 6 more today. Okay. You're going to get a free 15 to 20 minute consultation with me if you go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. There's no form to fill out. There's always hoops to jump through, but I've removed them all. Okay. You're going to talk to me directly. All right. Make sure you're ready for the call, though. Just don't waste your time. And please, if I have to just be a little selfish, don't waste mine either. I want you to come to the call prepared with your main question that you have on your road to Saturday. And also, hey, I wouldn't mind telling you how I work with people one-on-one, and maybe there's something you and I can do in 2019 together. But at the very least, I want to give you some really great concrete strategies, the same ones I've shared with Tony Robbins coaches that I trained and other people all around the world. Go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Book your time. And here's what I need you to do. After you book your time, shoot me a quick email and let me know that you came from the podcast. So I just have a backstory to where, how you find it. Okay. And you can email me at sam@everydayisaturday.com. So take advantage of this opportunity. Obviously the show is downloaded by thousands of people in over 100 countries. So you may have trouble. You may not. I don't know. For booking a time, I know one thing, the sooner you do it, the quicker you're getting on my calendar. Hell, you might get on there tomorrow. I don't know. But make sure you're ready for the call. Go there, everydayisaturday.com/calendar, and then email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com, and let me know, hey, Sam, listen to a podcast. I booked my time. I'm fired up. All right, and then I'll know you came from the show. And, of course, what? What are we going to do? How do we end this show? Oh, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayisaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.